the nonprofit Environmental Investigation Agency released several video clips that show executives from the two companies developing the Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay discussing plans about the mine's development to what they thought were potential investors. But instead, it was people pretending to be interested in investing in the controversial mine. In one video, Tom Collier, CEO of Pebble Limited Partnership, and Ronald Thiessen, CEO of Northern Dynasty Minerals, talked about the future of another big mine in southwest Alaska, the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. On the recording, Collier says it's too expensive to build, even with the current high gold prices.
The cost of the royalties and the cost of the capital that has to be invested in that project makes it a project that's really difficult for them to go forward with at the current time.
Those royalties Collier is talking about? That's the money Donlin Gold has to pay the two native corporations that own the land and mineral rights. Donlin also needs to build a lot of infrastructure just to operate the mine. An airstrip, a road, a port, a 315-mile gas pipeline, and a power plant. All that could cost Donlin nearly $7 billion. Collier's comments echo a report from a financial research firm that claims the Donlin Gold Mine is overvalued and will never be developed because of its hefty price tag. Collier says one way for Donlin to cut down costs is to build a road from the Donlin mine site to the Pebble mine site that would ship Donlin's ore to a port close to Pebble. He says the state could finance the road and the port. Collier says that's a big win for both companies.
Because if you flip the Pebble switch on, it's likely that you may also be flipping on the Donlin switch.
But on the secret recordings, Northern Dynasty Minerals CEO Ron Thiessen says they haven't formally approached Donlin Gold with the idea.
We've had a couple of conversations, but really we need to get to the point where we have our ROD.
ROD means the final record of decision from the Army Corps of Engineers, which is expected soon. Donlin Gold declined an interview and sent a written statement instead. The statement says, quote, "Donlin Gold continues to advance on a standalone basis and is not engaged with any other projects. We remain completely confident in our proposal and its economics, which has advanced through the federal and state permitting process, and are not proposing any modifications at this time." Unquote. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger.